This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, who is now a radio talk show host who is based in Jerusalem, and he joins me now from the Israeli capital to discuss some of the violence along the Israeli border with Lebanon and Syria over the weekend, how that possibly connects back to Iran, and what he makes of the recent progress, if you want to call it that, but certainly a greater sense of agreement between Hamas and Fatah when it comes to the Palestinians. And General Ben-Oon, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, these protests, from what I understand, happen every year about this time in Syria and Lebanon to protest their defeat at the hands of Israel back in the late 1940s. But usually the protests are just that. They don't attempt the protesters to cross the border in any sort of active or violent way. What was different about this year?
Well, every year, May 15, this is the official day when Israel was born in 1948 after the Arabs refused to accept the UN resolution about partition of Palestine between Jewish state and Arab state, and they opened fire in a war against the young Israeli state. And the end of that war, Israel celebrating Independence Day, and the Palestinians, what they called the Nakba, the disaster for them. So as you said, every year just demonstrations, but this time, you know, President Assad of Syria is now butchering his own people, and he decided to draw attention from his criminal acts, and he decided to send those hundreds of protesters to the border between Israel and Syria and the Golan Heights, and the same amount of people went to the border between Lebanon, where the Hezbollah is actually controlling the area, and Israel. And together, at the same time, 1 p.m., those big groups decided to cross the border. The group in the Golan Heights, at the border between Israel and Syria, were able to cross the border. They cut the fence. Israeli soldiers were very gentle and very polite in a way. They tried to stop them by shooting bullets to the air or by targeting people on their feet, not direct to kill any one of them. And in the other front, in the northern part, the Lebanese army actually opened fire and stopped them from crossing or getting close to the fence. So the outcome of those two big demonstrations were a couple of fatalities from those Arabs, Syrians, and Lebanese. And of course, Israel, as the Prime Minister of Israel declared, will not let anyone cross the border and try to go inside the State of Israel protesting about 1948 war.
General Ben-Oon, there's been a lot of reaction as to the significance of this. Some say, as you alluded to a moment ago, that perhaps Syrian President Assad is just looking for a distraction, perhaps focusing his people briefly on Israel rather than their own internal problems. Other news reports have said that this has the smell of an Iranian influence organizing these radicals into taking action against Israel and trying to turn the focus of an increasingly volatile region towards Israel. Which way do you see it?
Well, both of them are absolutely correct. Bear in mind that Tehran and Damascus are actually allies, friends, cooperating together, getting ammunition from Russia to Iran and from Iran to Syria and from Syria to the Hezbollah, and also smuggling weapons to the Hamas in Gaza. So those all what we call criminal heads, and together they try to influence in that area. For President Assad of Syria, it is a very clear message, as we said before, to focus the issue about Israel and not about his own crimes. About Iran, Tehran is always, like in a kitchen, that want to cook anything that might bring Israel to a wrong situation or bad situation. As they keep saying, the Zionism regime should disappear, should be wiped up from the map. So this is the way that Iran is talking about the State of Israel. This is, bear in mind, a country that is a member of the United Nations in New York. So absolutely, the two capitals and the two governments are behind those crimes.
As I alluded to in the introduction, General Ben-Oon, Hamas and Fatah have obviously been at odds for a number of years now, with Hamas basically killing and routing out the Fatah forces in Gaza, and that they now control Gaza. In recent weeks, we've heard about progress in the way they see it towards common ground and towards a common vision forward for the Palestinian people. What exactly does that consist of, and how much should Israel be concerned about it?
We are absolutely concerned about this, what they call conciliation, reconciliation between the Fatah and the Hamas. Because, as you know, with the Fatah, we have relationships, a good relationship in the last coming years, in the last few years. Because we are talking together at the negotiation table and try to find a solution in peaceful meanings. With the Hamas in Gaza, which is controlled, as we said before, by Syria and Iran, they keep declaring very publicly and very, how can I say it better than that? We don't want Israel to exist. We want Israel to disappear. So this is quite impossible for a new Palestinian government to continue peace process with Israel, that such a big part, maybe half or even 60% of the Palestinian people who are representing in this Palestinian government is declaring and supporting the destruction of the state of Israel. This is absolutely something we cannot accept. And if the Hamas will change his philosophy and stop attacking Israel and come to the negotiation table and declare that he is accepting the right of Israel to exist, that will be a good news. But till now, it seems to be kind of a camouflage. They want to give the international public opinion the idea, the feeling that they are going towards peace, but actually they don't prefer peace if they continue this agreement between the Hamas and the Fatah.
Last question, and in light of that new reality in that agreement between Hamas and Fatah, Prime Minister Netanyahu comes to the United States this week for meetings with President Obama. The relationship has been up and down, to say the least, over the last couple of years. What do you expect from this visit?
Well, we always keep saying that America is the best friend of the state of Israel, and we always thank the American administration and mainly the American people, the Congress, the House, for supporting the state of Israel. We are friends and allies. After Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden disappeared from this world, I think that President Obama understands that he should continue the good relations with Israel, not to pressure Israel, not to put a pressure on the Israeli Prime Minister, to find a way to continue the historical good relations between the two countries. So I hope President Obama will, in a way, give big hug and support to our Prime Minister, and to bring back the Israeli-American relationships to the same best route it used to be in the past.
General, we'll leave it there, and we'll certainly be back in touch with you as events warrant. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you for calling me, and shalom from Jerusalem.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oni, he's now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem, and he joins us today from the Israeli capital. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.